Yeah, if I was a caveman and I had all the sharp tools and I had the muscle and I had all the genes, you know?
Yeah.
Then all the cave baddies are gonna be in my cave.
Yeah, we need a female perspective. Because y'all niggas are niggas, eh?
Because thing is, a lot of the things you say, Doc, I agree.
XS Shafir, who's what's going on? Jiboy Malumi YouTube, and welcome back to your favorite South African podcast, number one podcast in South Africa. Malumi is Mike.
No, standard.
That's a bit controversial. So today we got the whole gang with Primetime Lucas. We got Daddy 2.0, who sat out last episode because we had to have Best J.
Oh, you didn't fire me?
No, we had to make space.
And today's episode is really exciting, guys. We're talking about 20 something, now what? So within that conversation, we'll be speaking about imposter syndrome, things we've learned at our big age. You guys are 26, I'm 25, I'm still young.
Why do you make it sound like it's such a big difference?
Yeah, you guys are like chasing 30, but I'm still in my mid 30s. I'm in the dead ass center of my 20s. So talking about imposter syndrome, what we've learned, basically our careers, and just, it's a very free one, man. It's just the boys today.
We have
very
a chat. Free late evening night vibes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I want you. Do you see how we keep changing these scenes? Like, I wouldn't keep up.
Yeah.
Every other Tuesday is a different.
That's a welcome, actually. We're trying.
No, we're trying. We're really trying. Yeah. It's just that the only thing we don't actually try hard for is mic stands.
Yeah.
No. Hey. I think we've personally given up on
it. It was crazy. We actually have some of the best mic stands in SA. Like, those stands are like 2 point something each.
Problem is, we don't have tables.
Why are we not using them?
Tables. Like, it's so weird that they don't design them to click on any table. Yeah. I think somebody needs to look into how to design mic stands.
But you guys are asking for a lot. Now you want specific tables to click on?
No, we want mic stands to click on any table. Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah,
no.
I'll buy proper stands, guys. Anyway, so so Lucas and I were out last night. We went to the premiere of the Black
Panther. Oh, is it now? How was it?
So my daddy was not there.
Yeah,
I was not invited.
I only had 1+1. I put on the group chat. I said, whoever answers first gets to come.
And I didn't hesitate.
You didn't say that. You said something about us.
No.
The three of us.
You know what he did? He posted the invite.
I didn't see the plus one.
It was too many words. Oh. There were too many words. Hey, so he posted the invite and then he put all three of our names there.
That's what I assumed. So
I thought it was all of us.
All three homies can pull up.
Yeah. So I was like, you only live once. That's wrong. Because we have obligations that I'm ignoring at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says only one. And now I felt bad for you because I live with you and you saw me leave.
You didn't.
I did.
You asked me to help you pick out an outfit.
I mean, who else am I going to ask?
And you hit your guts. Imagine you're going to a party that you couldn't go to and not help me look good.
I mean, come on. Isn't that consolation? At least I look good.
But anyway, how was it?
It was amazing, bro. So it was a red carpet event. I think Somizi was wearing the
red carpet.
Bunch of news publications. The whole industry was there.
Yeah.
Bro. Name someone in any industry.
Pamela.
Yeah, she was there.
Is it now?
Yeah.
You guys didn't invite me still.
Not letting focus.
Is that the only reason why you wanted to show up?
Any name, bro.
Was the Buche there?
Who?
Okay.
Sure. Oh, no, I'm not sure.
No, yeah, I'm not sure.
He's not doing what I want
to do. He's not. Youngstar, I mean.
Yeah, Youngstar was there. Blackie was there. Botali was there. A bunch of YouTubers. Scrumptious. Never TikTokers.
Yeah.
Never Petwa.
Shout out.
Bro, like, literally everyone from the game. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys have a good time?
Connie was there.
She was.
Connie was there.
Is it?
Full-fledged.
Is what I imagined.
It, everything and more.
Is
the
it?
The other Connie, the older one.
No. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
No, you would have loved it.
But how was the movie for you?
Honestly speaking, for me, I'll give it like a 8 out of 10. It was good.
That sounds amazing to you. Yeah. 8 out of 10 is
the
highest score.
I'm an MCU fan. Like, I enjoy watching MCU content. And watching it, I thought to myself that it's so great to feel somewhat represented by the things that you enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Like, you know when something feels familiar? Because obviously, you know, they speak closer.
Okay, they're closer.
Zulu.
Hey, sometimes you never know because the way they butcher it.
They sound the same.
The way they butcher it, you can never be sure.
Yeah, but anyway, if you guys are new to this podcast, we're just catching up also, us guys. We just got you.
We really, every time when we sit here and have a conversation with we're really having a conversation
With each other.
Yeah.
So, like I said, guys, if you guys are new to the podcast, please make sure that you guys subscribe on YouTube. Give us some ratings there on Spotify. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Any platform that has our podcast, we're there. We're trying to maintain being the number one podcast in South Africa.
As easy.
So last time we were all together, we spoke about the dating scene, how buying love, how love has changed, the dating scene has changed,
yeah,
from sending love letters to buying a zoo.
If you afford a zoo.
For love.
Yeah. You know?
That was a cool episode. Thank you guys for watching. 25K views.
Really, really appreciate
back,
the love.
Back slowly.
And actually, I know what the first comment is. Because
you can read the comments.
I actually go through the, like, it's my favorite like part, because I want to see if I'm actually creating value for somebody else who's watching.
You look for feedback.
Yeah, I look for feedback.
As you should.
Constructively.
Your degree is screaming.
Bruh. Educated. It says, please be consistent with Malume's mic. Love the trio. And that is, honestly, it got 150 likes because I understand.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys something. So we didn't post for 3 months. We're sorry. And we can see people are mad because the views aren't the same.
Yeah.
But we're trying to build you guys back, build you guys trust again. We're going to do that. But like, I am leaving for Cape Town tomorrow for 9 days. And then I'm back for like 5 days and leave again to Sun City for like 3-4 days. So us shooting right now, I want to, guys, it's 9 o'clock.
It's 9:19.
We are trying everything. Kind of what do you exist? Consistent.
No, we will definitely be consistent. If there's anything we're going to promise moving forward, is a bit of consistency.
Yeah.
I just want to add that it's not that we don't want to. It's just very difficult to match logistics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time-wise, we shouldn't get 9.
You must imagine what it took. Because we are ducking our own schedule daily. Yeah, then we're ducking load shedding schedule.
Load shedding.
And then there's the logistics of moving from.
Whoa, and, bro.
But it is a logistic.
No, but bleep that out. Why are you jumping my location? No, people.
You, don't. Lindo.
Lindo, do that thing. Bring it back. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, trying to muscle the logistics of Centurion to Joburg.
Yeah.
Which is also a bit of a nightmare, because you don't want to do it during traffic.
Yeah.
And also, we can't be here too early.
Yeah.
And weekends, Tato is busy.
Yeah, no, and you have to have energy also. And I'm also busy during the week. So it's crazy. But
you can read the next one.
Yeah, we're trying. Oh, we'll read one more comment. I'll read the second one. It says, love this episode, but please don't freestyle in Lucas's frames next time.
Explain what happened.
It's Flex's fault.
Flex, what did you do?
Flex, why would you do that?
Okay, so it's not Flex's fault. So when we were shooting, it's my fault. When we were shooting, man, the cameras died, and then we had to change cameras. We go from 3 angles to 2 angles.
Yeah.
And then we were dumping to my laptop, dumping to my brother's laptop, dumping to hard drives, because it was just a mess.
Yeah.
So we lost footage, and I don't know if we lost footage or if Flex didn't record something.
Flex.
So you don't know who to blame. I don't know, but it seems like Flex is going to be the scapegoat.
If I go to Flex and if I say, comment down below, Flex, matter why, Flex.
Don't do this.
But anyway, guys, so what are some lessons that you guys have learned in life? I'm jumping straight into it.
Did you introduce it?
You did. So we've been rambling, but like I said, guys, it's like boys only. It's very chill today.
Taking it easy.
We'll give you guys an hour. Maybe we'll give you guys something long.
Yeah, it's late at night. You know, this is the evening session. Yeah. Welcome to the evening session.
No. Don't skip tradition. We first need to ask, how are you doing?
But we spoke about Black Panther.
Is that how you doing?
How are you? Actually, no, we spoke about ourselves.
Okay, how are you, Matthew?
How are you, Matthew?
Are you asking about yesterday only?
No, generally.
Give us the past 2 days.
I'm doing amazing. Still figuring out.
He always answers the same way.
The same. You know, I was about to say the same thing.
I'm good. I realized I love my job again. Finally with my job.
Come on. Try harder.
Do something.
What is the most disappointing thing that happened this week for you?
Or the past 7 days?
Yeah, at least.
It's always the same thing week in, week out. Mm-hmm. There's expectations not met.
Yeah, move back a bit.
Who's
must I relax a bit?
Relax a bit.
Now we need to get addressed this. You keep moving forward.
My bad. I'll sit back.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did you?
So, what did you ask me? The most disappointing thing
that happened this week.
Top of my head is expectations not being made.
Okay. Yeah, but I think that is it's always a misunderstanding thing. Yeah. I feel like it's very hard, and we have high expectations generally as people. When you feel like the way you communicate should be, it's sufficient enough for somebody else to understand.
Yeah.
But also, that is not reasonable, because not everybody is you.
Yeah, no. It's one of the things I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
But it's all of these things when I find it difficult to realize to figure out if my expectations are unreasonable or not.
How do you draw that line?
I try the obvious. I try to put myself in the other person's shoes.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like people
say.
Sometimes I feel like you need to apply yourself.
Okay.
And I think as a generation, mm-hmm. as in our culture, we don't apply ourselves anymore. So we do things willy-nilly. And then when things fuck up, it's always, we are all surprised.
even the person that was that had a hand in it.
Yeah, like even if it's personal, because now I'm thinking about it a lot. If it's personal, I'm like, you had certain things that you expected from me.
Okay.
Nah, I didn't deliver. You took that personally. And then you painted my character based on that thing
that moment.
You saw. Yeah. So it's things like that as well. So you see one little instance and they missed the whole big picture. And I have to understand that sometimes someone that small little thing to me is someone else's big picture. It's just one of those things.
Actually, that's something that comes up so much. Have you ever had that thing where you make one mistake and then it clouds? Let's say, for example, I'll say just hypothetically, our friendship, right? Say you do something that I don't like. And then all of a sudden I base everything, all our engagement on all our friendship on that one instance or when you couldn't deliver for me. Have you ever been in that situation where somebody made you feel like that? That one mistake covers everything.
That's a great question.
No, I think not with the friendship. With the friendship, I think we're not that hot headed.
Yeah, I'm just saying it as an example.
With the girl, yeah, for sure. Like when a girl makes you upset, like you forget about all the good she's done and you focus on the bad that she's doing.
Yeah.
And then that's all that's folding in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I think it's more in emotional expectations. And that's why I kind of use friendships because actually I'm gonna mention the one instance. Matladi is one time.
You never have a problem mentioning my shit.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's about your life freely.
Freely. You're openly and freely. This is my nigga. I love him. I would have said it to him anyway. Actually, I am. But the one time I think I messed up the dish, the meatballs, when I made meatballs and it was a disaster. Yeah. It was a bit of a disaster. It was the worst meal I've ever made in my life.
It was a too salty one.
No, it was a disaster. No, don't, please don't. I'm airing out yours. You know, it's not a platform for you to air out my laundry. Should have done that on your own. I messed up one dish. My lady had forgotten all the great dishes I've ever put down on the table.
He had disregarded
everything. My ability to cook.
The fact
completely.
That you even cooked. The fact that you even cooked for
him. He said I couldn't cook from that moment forward.
Yo.
And that not too long, every time he eats and he goes, damn, this food is amazing. I'm like, do you remember when you said I couldn't cook?
Oh, yeah, but that's what I was speaking to. Where sometimes the full picture is never given. That's why there's a misunderstanding. I'd like to explain what Lucas attempted to cook.
Don't do that. We don't have the time for it. It's a podcast.
So this man is making meatballs.
Yeah. We don't have the time for that. It was a YouTube recipe.
I get home. You know what I see, dog? You imagine Albani, right? So you take two slices of Albani and then you chop Albani up with a knife. He took the Albani and mixed it with the mince. Oh, no, I'm lying. He took the Albani, mixed milk first with the Albani.
It wasn't milk, it was water. That makes it worse. So that's breadcrumbs. That's what they suggested as an alternative for breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs, that's bread.
Breadcrumbs are bread.
It's bread and water.
Okay, but anyway, that's not the topic. I was just coming back to the idea of sometimes I think we get lost between our own expectations and other people's actions.
Yeah.
Because we cloud our expectations, we cloud reality with our expectations.
Yeah.
And then we judge people based on that. But what we don't realize, we haven't walked life in the same way.
We don't see things the same way.
We don't have the same background. So you've somewhat, to an extent, feeling some type of way about somebody else's delivery on your expectations is not entirely their fault.
Yeah.
Because you could, in some situations, you can easily relay what your expectations are rather than feeling like they should just pick them up from off the air, like as a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
Like they should connect.
It's one of those things that is just, it's really hard in practice.
Yeah.
But I think when you are aware of it, you get to actually practice it. So if you're asking how I'm doing those type of things.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, I'm doing those type of things.
Can I ask the question? What's the question? How are you doing at my work, my people at work? Because girls, your people at work, what you need to understand is that the delivery of what you're saying.
No, but he's not.
No, for sure, for sure. And that's the thing, bro. Like, everyone that's watching that's in their teens, in high school, and even in their 20-somethings, we weren't prepared for these things. Like, like the topic today is 20-something now what? And it's also like, 20-something I'm here. What's going on?
What's next?
Yeah. Like, I know one thing that I could think of as you guys are speaking is like, I didn't think that group projects from university and high school were actually a true reflection of real life.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
That is so crazy. That is actually a profound thought.
Bro, people aren't competent. People aren't doing what they need to do during the steps of the group project. Yeah. Now that we get a bad mark and you're surprised, you're like, oh, why did we fail? You didn't put in the work, bro.
Accountability, because I feel like, especially with group work and relaying it back to now how you just put it, or you just linked it to life, is that accountability, people have a problem with accountability in general. And that goes for everybody. I'm not excluding myself to an extent. And it comes down to awareness.
Yeah.
Being aware of what part you play. And in the workspace is actually very potent, because you know when you're working on something, and if I feel like if people don't have an idea of what their work or that part that they're doing, how does it impact the bigger deliverable, the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Then it's very hard for them to understand why they need to do that diligently or why they need to be.
That's why it's so important for people to have like a holistic view. Like you must be able to see everything that's happening, like the whole group project, the whole supply chain, the whole work infrastructure. So you know, okay, if I make a mistake at step B, it can affect
it as well.
Yeah. Like me being slow at B is gonna make C slow, or make D not happen, and then E is happening. Now there's a status report, nothing's happening. Now there's problems.
There's so many things, and I'm sure you come across that quite often in your life.
I've seen that in this industry.
Yeah, like for example, say like today, you see how today is like, are you triggered?
Yeah.
Like today, say for example, today I cancelled or we cancelled last minute.
Yeah.
Or maybe showed up here unprepared or just all over the place or something like that.
Yeah.
It hinders on your delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And sometimes I'm there like, do these guys understand that, like,
yeah,
like even do you see these guys are preaching competence, what? So sometimes you must listen to the words you preach, bro.
Yeah,
like for example, like when we set up, man, like obviously you guys can't see everything. I've got Flex there on the cameras. I'm just setting up the sound. I'm fetching tripods. We're trying to get a nice angle. Every time you see a podcast, it's like
there's a setup involved.
A different setup, lights, time, everyone's schedule. These brutals come here and like I appreciate it. I wish I was like them. They come to the pod and they're so carefree. Like they're just so relaxed. Like,
taking pictures.
Like, yo, what's up guys? They have Instagram stories, taking stories. And Flex and I, they're trying to set up. And it's like, do you guys understand that I'm also the talent? So if I'm stressed about everything, how do you expect me to be stressed and then come here and laugh and make jokes and give out something that's like value adds, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we hear you. We hear you.
Come on, me too.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I understand them, bro. Like, their energy is actually, it makes Flex and I work a little bit easier, puts us to ease, and then we also do our thing. Is there anything else you want to speak about that's happened in the past that puts you where you're at right now?
It's not necessarily a specific thing. I think for me, it's just the idea of feedback. Like, you must have a reflection loop where...
a feedback loop
where you look back and see how that is going to allow... What you should keep in mind, which comes back to, like, the question I wanted to ask initially with this topic... was that what is some of the lessons you guys have learned growing up until this moment that you wish that you knew either sooner or something that you wish you can take forward with you and always like keep at the top of your mind?
Yeah, this is one thing I think I tell everyone that I meet, that like all my mentees, every radio interview, every podcast interview, bro, confidence, bro. It's like, and confidence linked alongside like imposter syndrome. So it's like we're there, we're doing our thing. You're a graduate or you're a final year student, and you're there like, how did I get here? What am I doing? Do I deserve to be here? Imposter syndrome. Number two, because you got imposter syndrome, your confidence lacks, because now you get given a project. It's like, yo, bro, I can't do this. Maybe I should ask Lucas for help because Lucas is good at this module, or Lucas is a great engineer. He's excelling at work. I can't do it alone. Every time I've done it, Lucas always been there. Let me hit up Lucas.
Yeah,
you get me. And that literally prevents you from learning. Yes, at the moment in time, you could absolutely suck at what you need to do, but if you don't have the confidence to try it and do it, you won't even gain that skill. You won't even gain the knowledge or have that information. Yeah. So one thing that I learned throughout all my years of content creation, all my years of being an engineering student, I fixed that so fast. engineering student, is that, bro, like if you don't have confidence and if you don't rate yourself or if you don't have the ability to take risk, my brother.
Okay,
myself,
let's forget about that. It's easy to say confidence. What does confidence mean and how does one attain confidence?
Yeah, so confidence, I mean, when I say confidence, the way I'm saying it, it's the ability to tackle any problem, any task, or any challenge.
Okay. Ability.
Ability.
How do you gain that ability?
You gain that ability by not, and I'm going to say it the screw way, by not deeping anything.
Okay.
By not taking anything too seriously. A lot of people always think too much about something.
Okay.
Try to think of the outcomes, try to think of the risks. And that's good to happen at a minor scale.
Yeah.
But if you're always thinking of the worst case, you have a negative perception on life, negative perception on that task, negative perception on that project. And then now when it's time for you to do that project, you're thinking about the negatives when you could be focusing all the energy on what could happen, and that like inspiration and that like motivation of what could happen could drive you to create some like a great system.
Yeah.
Bro.
Can I expand on that?
Yeah. I wanted to.
Oh yeah.
Go for it.
Let me take a kick at it. I like the confidence chat. I also kind of also like speak about it and believe in it so much. And another thing, one thing when you ask for how do you then gain that? I think what we often misinterpret is the idea that to be confident, you have to be good at something per se.
Yes, yo.
Like, you have to be so good at something that you're so much better than everybody and anybody. You can like, you have to be so good. No, you just need to be aware of yourself. You need to be aware of what your abilities are, what you know and what you don't know. Because I think the most important thing is what you don't know. Because that allows you to be confident enough to ask questions so you can know, so you can close that gap. Confidence is more of being able to relay how you feel inside and not judging yourself for feeling that way.
Yeah.
So if you feel strongly about something, speak on it. If you are confused about something, speak on it. But when you do that what is the word? You know when you have...
Anxiety?
No, not anxiety. Like,
what did you do for that word?
Like, do it with a little bit of...
Be brave.
Confidence.
Yeah, but I don't want to say confidence.
No, I can't use the word to describe the word.
Yeah, like be assertive.
I think they say be intentional.
Be intentional.
Makadi mahane.
Make it clear. Why do you make it
clap? He just wanted to make it clap. Like, what is the word that I can use to so this clap. Can make it clap? But yeah, be intentional.
Yeah.
Understand where you are, what your abilities are. Understand what you should need, what you should know. And once you do that, once you have an idea of who you are and where you stand, because you touched on imposter syndrome,
yeah,
which is something I don't think people, it's not something easy to get over. I don't think any one of us.
It takes years.
Yeah. I don't think any one of us gets into every space you walk in and feel confident. Like, you know, you are the head honcho, you are that guy, I know everything. Look at my lady smile.
Nah. He's like, I'm that guy.
But I know it myself, for example. Every time I'm, say, in a meeting or I'm in a space and I'm listening to other guys speak and I'm listening to the things they say, I'm like, these guys are so well-versed in this environment.
Yeah.
They're so good. And you think to yourself, why am I here? What role am I playing? But then as you listen and try to understand what they're relaying, you realize that if you stop listening to that voice in your head that's making you question or your belonging, yeah, you start to actually hear the conversation. And once you can hear the conversation, you will hear what you know that has not been mentioned.
Yeah.
Or maybe something you don't understand that you can confidently speak about. And that makes you feel less like an imposter in that situation.
Less inadequate.
Less inadequate.
I have, before you move on,
no, hit it.
I just want to know. I have a few interesting questions. Mm. Where should I start? I want to start with you, Tato.
Okay.
When was the last time you felt incapable and why? What was happening?
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's becoming seated with Malum. You know how I'm so vulnerable on my own podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna bring that to Malum's mind. Yeah,
today, bro, I actually broke down this
today.
Yeah,
broke
down this
is fresh
morning. So like for the longest time, I've been like tired, and I've been feeling like, what am I doing? I've been feeling, what am I outputting, and like, what's happening in life? Like, it's like, what am I consistent in? What am I known for? What am I doing? Yeah. It's like, away, we've worked hard, we've got the clout and everything, we've got the following, but it's like, what am I doing? So I've been holding myself from feeling what I'm feeling, because like every time I feel like something, I'm like, yeah, put that back in, let's go back to work. So today I'm on the phone talking to the girl that I'm seeing, and then I'm like, bro, like, I actually need to speak to you because I'm not grand. And then I just call her, then I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm gonna start speaking. I start speaking and I'm still like, bro, this, that, I'm still like, bro, there's so much pressure in me like having to be successful because I was told, go be an engineer, and I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Now I'm on TikTok, now I'm on Instagram.
Digital entrepreneur.
You get me? It's like, I have to make sure that like my money is always long enough for me to create and keep going. Because if I don't have money,
it's a lot of pressure.
That's actually,
who do I go back to? I have to go to the pressure of my mom or dad. Like, I don't have an employer paying me every single month.
You don't have a pay slip.
I don't have a pay slip.
That's crazy.
I pay myself and I work based off of influencer work. The past 6 months have been bad. I haven't been getting that many deals.
Yeah.
So now I have to obviously cut certain standards of living.
Yeah.
You know, pull some investments out and think of everything, savings, and like work smart.
Yeah.
So now I was just like, bro, I've actually never spoken about the pressure that I'm feeling, but it's a lot right now.
Yeah.
And I found so much power in speaking about it, because now that I spoke about it with her,
that's,
I can speak
that's,
about it now.
That's the beauty
and
of,
I feel good now.
We spoke about the perspective thing, how you see things.
Yeah.
The more you learn, and I wanted to say this when you were speaking earlier on, about what you've learned so far.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that I'm very firm on is that I know now that it's not a bed full of roses.
Yeah.
That's not what life is. I think the moment you have ideas and those expectations we spoke about, that it should happen like this, it should happen then, it should happen like right now.
Yeah. As expected.
You start, the ability that you're questioning is not what you should be questioning. It's not in that moment. So now you feel incapable because it's happening now. But it's not a reflection of what you're doing, of what you're capable of.
Yeah.
I think what I want advice on is that once you feel like that, How do you, it's one thing to say, ah, I keep it in the back of my mind, whatever. But how do you get out of that thing? How do you then remind yourself? Because it's what you can talk about it away, but yeah. How do you actively stay on top of it so that it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, whoa. I think number one, like, understand the fact that it's gonna happen again. Like,
I was
like
about
healing
to say
all these things, healing, learning is not linear. It's very, what's the word?
Cyclic.
Seasonality.
So number one, accepting that, like, yo, my healing, what I'm stuck with is not linear. That's really powerful, number one. Number two, speaking about your shit, bro. That's so good, because then...
Yeah, but you have to be lucky enough to find someone to speak to
that you can't.
No, but then that's the beauty of these conversations, because it makes you aware of what your options are.
Yeah, you can speak to the girl you see, you can speak to a close friend, you can speak to your mom, your brother, whoever you can find. And I think the person I'm seeing, like, we're gang, bro. So it's
Actually, speaking about that, venting is healthy.
Yeah, venting is healthy. But then also there's a difference between venting about a problem
And complaining.
If you're always speaking about something in a negative manner, that's your perception on life. If you make that a habit, you're going to be very sad and depressed. Let me tell you.
Very, very sad. Yeah. Like, complaining. Like, I always speak on speaking. Like, in the sense of, if you feel some type of way, speak.
Yeah.
But don't complain. Yeah, complaining is more of, oh, it's nothing is my fault. There's a difference between venting is, yo, I'm going through a lot. This is happening. That's happening. That's happening. That's happening. I'm just expressing my reality as compared to, yo, I can't believe why the world is always against me.
Why me?
I can't believe why me. I can't believe why me.
Why?
You are always.
It's unfair how I'm working so hard, but I'm not getting any promotions at work.
You know, those kind of things. That is, you're bashing yourself.
I study so hard, but I can't pass it. I said, they're not studying properly.
Something is wrong.
In my experience, a lot of the people that I've met who, my perception of what they're doing is, I regard as complaining.
Yeah,
they're not very happy because that doesn't. It's an endless cycle.
Yeah,
sorry to disturb you. You were
saying.
Yeah, avoid that.
Making it a habit is bad.
Very bad. So you were speaking on speaking out on certain things.
Yeah, it's just important. Oh, yeah, I was giving the. You asked me for advice, so you speak about it, and then from there you understand it's not linear, it's cyclic or non-linear, and then from there it's just like understanding that, like, you need to also at the same time see what you're putting in. So a lot of the time, like, we don't know how other people are working. You don't know Lucas' work ethic. Like, you have a glimpse of it. You don't have your boss's work ethic. You have a glimpse of it. So a lot of the time, you'll be thinking you're not working enough, but you're actually working the general standard.
Bruh.
Yeah, or below, not below, or even minimum. Higher than the general standard.
Yeah.
But because of where we come from, our background, university, always being in very, like, high regarded degrees, we're always pushed to be the best, always pushed to work hard, always pushed to be always grinding, pushed to always grind. So just understand that, like, yo, you need to have a sense of, like, what am I doing every day, and do I see what I'm doing? So do you see the hours you're doing planning? Do you see the hours you're doing executing? And then having value in that. So you value those things. And you need to become a therapist.
I appreciate you.
No, I think you need to be a little bit more qualified.
But yeah, basically appreciating what you're doing. And then from the understand that, like, yo, everything is just a slow cooker. Like, take your time. You don't know what's going to happen if you just keep consistency, keep working on, keep learning. Yeah.
You know, me and Matladi have this thing where we always do back and forward when we're always speaking about our careers, because me and Matladi, we have this eagerness, and I feel it. I get a sense of it when I'm at work, or maybe when I'm getting interviewed for something. Usually when I interact with HR people, they're like, you're very ambitious, but, like, things take time.
Yeah, a little bit impatient.
Not impatient, per se. You're ambitious. It's not. I wouldn't say it's impatient. I'm not saying I want things to happen, like, now. You see, it's more of, I want things to happen.
But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I feel like 9 to 5s, corporate, working world, they try to train you to stay where you are and work in a certain way. Your guys' eagerness, your guys' ambition is going to put you guys next level. So, like, imagine now you guys, Lucas, like, yo, I want to do more. I want to be in a higher position. I want to put in more. They're like, nah, bro, chill a bit. Like, you know, it takes time. No, bro, go and fetch it, because now if you don't go fetch it, you're stuck in the system. So, like, your guys' work ethic is going to push you to be the CEOs, to venture over to entrepreneurship, to open your own businesses and try those things. So for me, and to the people listening at home, I mean, for you guys and people listening at home, like, don't lose the eagerness, bro. Always go speak about a promotion, speak about more work, speak about more.
I agree with you strongly.
Balance,
yeah. But I also want to add some salt to it. Be aware of how things work in general. Sometimes you want a promotion, for instance, but you physically do not know enough. You haven't been experienced enough. So you might think your manager is incompetent or whatever.
Yeah.
But the certain decision, like you said before, that they're making and you not see it.
Yeah,
they've had 2 years to practice that thing, so it looks easy to them. And then you want to get there, you rock up, and you say, you know what? I have my degree from tax. I know you tax niggas.
He's talking about himself.
Yeah. Not for sure, 100%.
Yeah, so I think the balance there is the most crucial thing. Because if you're too ambitious, you get frustrated with yourself or the system. And then if you're too complacent, nothing ever happens to you.
Yeah.
So I think finding that balance is the trickiest thing, and that's what I'm trying to figure
out. Also, like your next steps on that feeling, like, okay, cool.
How do you act?
But are you putting an effort to become at the level and the mental intellect of your of your senior?
Yeah. Just pure capabilities. Are you capable?
Like, don't be too big headed. Like, bro, go actually put in the time. Like, spend extra 4 hours off to work watching YouTube videos on what they're doing. Like,
actually, speaking of this, and coming back to that question that I asked initially, I think from this conversation I got an answer to it. Of what, for me at least, of what is it? What's something that you wish you have known? You had known then. And one thing I feel like I wish I would have known: things take time.
Things take time.
Things take
too much time. It's so boring, bro.
Hey, I know. Trust me, I know. But nothing happens overnight. Yeah. You didn't get your degree overnight.
What do they say? No,
you didn't get your degree overnight. You know how much you had to put in.
That nigga escaped through. Hey, I went.
Yeah, Mara, that trip was not overnight.
Yeah, but you didn't escape through and stay where you were. You skipped through.
Every assessment needed to be submitted on time.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to COVID.
Lena, these guys that got COVID degrees,
you
know, what do you do?
we need some quality assurance,
yeah. But I, like, the one thing I learned is that things take time, and it's like you said, it's not bad to be ambitious, which is another thing that I learned. It's not.
Is it bad to be ambitious in entertainment?
I mean, if you're scamming an artist,
dude. Sorry.
Anyway, actually, I'm not in the music industry. I don't give a crap. But anyway, things take time, and it's not bad to be ambitious. You always need to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Something to work towards. You, like, I can say for myself, I'm like, I want to be a COO one day. That's a vision I have for myself. It's not going to happen overnight. I know that there's so many things I don't know about how the inner workings of the industry or corporate that I still need to learn. But I can't put a time frame. It's a vision, but I can't really put a time frame on it. I want to be a CEO by 35. Yeah, that's cool. But now what is that going to do to me? Because it comes down to that whole expectations thing where you set too high standards with too many walls around it and don't let life do its thing. Because as time goes, you realize that you learn things and you get inspired differently every day of your life.
Yeah, and things become muscle memory. Like, as you're working, like, for example, let's say you are in the data space and you have to upload data because you're a consultant. If you do that shit for 6 months, bro, that becomes muscle memory.
Yeah.
And it becomes easy. Then now when you're in the position of being a COO, a chief operations officer, when someone comes, like, a light, he says, yo, bro, I'm so into, you know, that thing, I did it for 6 months. Just control X, change this line. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So you need experience in life.
Yeah.
And the one HR lady that I'm very cool with where I work now. She,
hey, man, very cool with HR people.
Yeah, I love HR people.
Yeah, shout out to HR. Hey?
HR working hard. Eh?
I don't know what that is.
Do you even have HR? Nah, you run a company without HR?
HR is weird. You have 50% of people that love HR and then 50% that hate it.
I'm sure the ones that love it are the ones that are competent. Yeah,
shout out to HR.
Oh yeah, she used to say that, well, she used to tell me this when I was, because she's the one that brought up the whole ambitious thing. She's like, because I asked her when she was leaving, she left the company I'm with now for a different one. And I asked them, like, do you think I am, when she left, because the conversations were free, I'm like, do you think I am where I should be in comparison to, because you have interviewed so many of my peers, you've dealt with so much of the graduation programs and all these things. In comparison from your point of view, I'm asking this. Am I heading in the right direction? Am I in the right place?
Yeah.
And she says, yes, you are, because what should be happening for you and what is happening is that you are in a space in your career where you are learning skills for the job, like in the space you are working.
Yeah.
And what you ideally want to achieve from that is being so good at, not necessarily one thing, but one aspect of what you do, being so good at it that later on you can trade that for those things that you want. Yeah. But you need to have something to leverage. You can't say, I'm great because I have so much potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, potential. We hired
what
you
is potential?
We hired you because you have potential. Yeah. But we're not paying you a lot of money, or perhaps we're not giving you the role that you want only based on potential. That we base on results.
Yeah.
And results, you need to have something to show for it.
You need results.
Yeah. So what we don't understand is, yeah, you're cool. You went to Thugs or you went to UCT or you went to wherever. You have so much potential. We all know that.
Mm.
You have a piece of paper to prove it.
Yeah.
However, are you competent enough to put all those things together, identify opportunities, and make that your niche.
In the real world.
In the real world. Until you figure that out,
yeah,
you have no leg, technically, to stand on and make demands.
Yeah.
So she says, enjoy that process and allow yourself to discover what should be, what's something that you enjoy doing that can be exchanged.
Yeah.
Once you do that, negotiate. Because you're in a better position.
Don't come here with your degree and say, hey, oh, but I'm doing so much. I need 80K.
Yo, I know operations.
I know SAS.
I know SAS. Me. Nah.
SAS. What's that? Out of the game. Is that not, but it's that interface. That
is it?
Yeah, this, that's in the programming. Oh, yeah, it's R. It's R.
Oh, yeah, R Studio.
Yeah, it's R.
You know R.
Nah, that's my guy. It's my IE boss.
But yeah, which brings us to the second half of the segment, which is 20 something. Now what? Like, how are you guys feeling right now? Obviously, we've been hearing where you guys added work. Like, Lucas is obviously speaking to HR and he's got those frustrations. But like, now we're all in our mid 20s, bro. And I want to touch on, when I go back to the work, we've spoken about that. I want to touch on like relationships and like love and family. Like, we all thought that like by this age we'd be pursuing or actively wanting to pursue someone for marriage.
Yeah. And
we,
let me say,
no,
that,
no, when
are,
we were
are
younger,
any of you guys actively we. Pursuing girls for the sake, for the purpose of a relationship, and obviously a relationship that can translate into a marriage,
lifelong partners?
Yes or no?
No.
Matladi, yes or no?
Yes or no? Yes or no? No.
Yeah.
I think it's not, for me, it's not the, and people always come at me for this, it's not the timing. And it's not about time. That's also another confusing thing. It's
it
not,
is about time.
Yeah, but time is only a measure of progress. If you, like, I don't know how to explain it. Yes, it's about
no,
time.
Matthew's talking about how much time you have.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by
he
time?
He means how much time you have to actually do that thing. Like, he's saying, I don't have enough time to pursue a girl.
Oh, when you put it like that. I'm busy. No. I think for me, and what I always
mean,
right? Is that what you mean?
Let me explain. Did I lose my thought?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
Okay, but from what I understand, you can correct me when it comes back to you.
I'll tell you.
Like, when I say it's not about time, it's more of priorities. Like, I have that different priorities. Now time comes back for the time in my, for the point or the point in time or the phase in time I'm in. So my priority right now, for example, is gaining as much knowledge, gaining as much skill and understanding of the environment that I'm working in so I can thrive in that environment. And once I do that, I've bought myself time in a way or space in my life to allow for me to take, to have somebody else to enjoy that with. I don't want to be doing my, for example, I don't want to be doing my master's when I don't have time. And have somebody who I need to cater to an extent. I don't want to make it sound like a job or anything like an oblique, like a responsibility of some sort. But I don't have that space. It's just time.
The word you used, I liked a lot, as priorities. I think that you need to set up things in such a way that in the long run you have as much opportunity as you possibly can.
True.
So if now I have 24 hours in a day. And then I'm limited to the 24 hours. If I spend 10 hours trying to progress my career, it'll lead to me having a little bit more time in the future to do things that I actually want to do, go to the park with the wife or whatever, whatever. If I do that now, I do feel like it's due a lot of resources from you. So you're losing, if you, I'm not saying having a girlfriend or anything like that is a terrible thing, but you run the risk of not being as focused as you can at work to ensure that in the future you have those opportunities. That's how I see things. And that's why I firmly discovered that from in the next 10 years, ideally, there's no one else in my life in terms
10
of...
10 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time. You're going to be riding one man for 10 years.
But let me tell
companionship
you.
Companionship is fine.
If I do what I have to do with the work thing and the career thing, by the time I'm 36, I'll have options. You know what? Options. I like options.
A long life. if on the Brookhaven University, hey, all the baddies you want.
Hey, do you know how nice options are?
Options
Options is freedom.
I posted on my close friends the other day. I was like...
Close friends on your Finsta or the close friends on you?
Okay, I posted my Finsta. It's not that you're not his type. It's not that you're not her type. You just don't have money, my brother.
Bro.
Also, I was supposed to know that another thing. We'll get into this another podcast. Monogamy is for the broke.
That is crazy.
What's that, Andrew? What's that?
Someone said that.
What? No, but that opinion sounds like, what's that Andrew guy?
Wait. You said monogamy is for the broke.
Yeah.
I think you spoke to my heart.
That is so crazy.
You know, it's something black. Something black said it. A comedian. Something black.
I heard
he's
it from
Ghana. He lives in the States. Something black.
I heard it from that guy who's been canceled everywhere. The guy, what's his name? He had an opinion like that. What's his name? He got canceled.
Monogamy is for the broke.
He had an opinion like that. And the guy who was on...
Andrew Tate.
You know Andrew Tate? Mm. The bald guy with the shades.
Where's he bald?
I don't know, because he's aging.
You guys are doing that thing where you get distracted.
No,
but that was the...
Wait, do you firmly believe that as well?
No. From what I've seen, guys, I'm fully a monogamous person.
Yeah.
Is it?
One type of girl.
Do you prefer that?
One type of guy.
One type of girl brew.
Yeah. One type of girl brew. Yeah. But I can see I've known so many girls. I've got so many female friends. I know so many girls that are so cool with dating guys that are married, being with guys in relationships because they've got Zaga. I've seen girls that lower their expectations, their standards, what they need because the guy has money. So I'm just saying that, like, I personally think that if you are a millionaire, monogamy is an option to you.
That is the thing. Yeah. Actually, when you objectively speaking, because obviously, you know, sometimes there's people, you'll make opinions because you want to buy a face. But if we are speaking objectively, or at least my definition of objective, because somebody else might see
the opinions of Lucas on this podcast belong to Lucas
only. You know, the nigga has to prep that.
They do not represent the channel. But naturally, like, when it comes down to human nature, not even human. Human are making it very specific.
Speaking on behalf of humans now.
No, I'm speaking like, as
biology.
As far as animals and living beings are concerned, right? Natural instinct says, men, we kind of want to attain resources so we can attract the best suitor. Yes. So we can attract the best female in
I
the
can
space.
Agree with that.
We've seen it in history, bro.
Yeah, if I was a caveman and I had all the sharp tools and I had the muscle and I had all the resources
in your cave.
And I had all the genes, you know?
Yeah.
Then all the cave baddies are gonna be in my cave.
Yeah, even if you're royalty, like, you have to marry royalty.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of that whole idea, and I get what you mean by that. And all I'm saying is I get what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm relating it to something that makes sense.
You're
to
basically
me.
Saying the more money, the more options.
Yeah, and actually, I wanted to go back on the topic of options, because that's one thing that been crossing my mind since
in your 20 somethings.
Yeah, in my 20 something, when I look back, my reflection, it's more of a thing. Yeah, in high school, for example, you worked very hard to get good matric marks, so you can have options.
You guys
in varsity.
Did.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys did.
Okay, we did. Yeah. So you didn't. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's a different copy.
Damn. Oh shit. Explain the degree.
Anyway, let me go back. So what I was saying is this: you worked hard in high school to get good matric marks, so you can have options in varsity on what you want to study.
Mm-hmm.
Having an APS of 36 up means you can literally do whatever
your
you want.
Your niggas got that.
Oh, no, I did.
Input equals output.
So
it's in the same proportion.
When you work hard, for example, high school, worked hard, got options in varsity. Varsity, you work hard, get options in the workspace. Yeah.
You choose
workspace,
what you get
you work
to study.
Hard, you get options in what they call this thing, money, position, status.
Capital, basically.
Yeah, having status, capital, all these
capital,
things gives you options as a man, gives you options to choose the best suitor for yourself.
The world is your oyster.
All your oyster. And for my sisters, I'd like to find out, what if you are a career-driven woman, or maybe you've been so focused on what options do you feel like you've granted yourself
putting yourself in? Women too, bro.
Women definitely have options.
Anyone.
Anybody has options.
Before you move on, we spoke about this the other day, and I just want to put it in the universe now. We need a female perspective, because y'all niggas are niggas, eh?
Nigga,
I think we get lost in our own thoughts because we think the same.
That is true.
But we behave the same.
I think we will have a podcast with a an episode with the lady. But at the same time, I like this because I want women to see what men perspectives are.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, remember, the goal of this is not to just educate, but to get educated as well. Yeah.
True.
So I, because thing is, a lot of the things you say, dog, I agree. What's the point of going? So we just now reestablishing what we all believe.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, but we are reaffirming each other's thoughts.
So any ladies, DM Lucas and tell him why you want to be on the podcast.
Don't do that. I'm busy.
You can DM me.
DM me.
Same way, you see, we've worked hard to get to where we are. I hope you've also worked hard to get to this couch.
You know?
And also, like, also, that's actually very important that you mention, eh?
Yeah.
Like, this looks cute and haha, but it's cumulative. It's a lot of work that was years. When did you start this thing?
2017.
2017? You had that in 2017?
What you were feeling this afternoon?
This morning.
This morning? Look
around.
Yeah. Look around.
Yeah, shit crazy.
Despite how you were feeling, you still got up to sit here and record this episode.
And also
on this weekend, you are going to catch a flight for the next 7 days or so to go work.
Yeah, YouTube booked me out to Cape Town. Couple
of days. But that's the feedback shit we were speaking
about. I remember making my own wallpapers just to remind myself. Like, remember I took the style from you. You used to have the one of no days off.
Oh yeah.
you know what I used, you know, John, I like having everyone now and again. Trust the process.
Oh nice, yeah.
Trust the process. There's nothing better than trust.
My current one is there's 2 months left of the year. Enjoy it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have a new one where like getting tired of getting paid 12 times a year.
You only get paid what? One time?
No, out of 365 days, you're only getting paid 12 times. Those ratios are off.
And you're getting paid in arrears, yeah? You can just say, no, we don't want to pay.
They're paying you for something you did 30 days ago. But anyway.
Damn.
It's wild. Somebody do the math. 12 over 365.
It's not nice.
Yeah, the utilization is very low.
It's not nice.
But anyway, trust the process. Mm. There is, like you mentioned earlier, actually it circles back to what you mentioned. We get so lost in the end goal and where I should be and our expectations.
It's the like reach.
The reach. Yo, my God, I'm not getting where I'm supposed to be. Why am I feeling so bad? Because we step too far away from now and focus on an event or the future that hasn't even occurred.
Yeah, bro.
Facts.
So I think one thing moving forward I want to keep in the back of my head is I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I will be fine. Just trust what I've decided that I'm going to do to reach the goal that I wanted to get to.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
You're realizing a lot.
I think it's speaking to my heart.
Are you taking my drink?
No. I would never do that to you.
Mine's this one.
Now I'm gonna pin everything.
My mom was telling me that this is so off topic. My mom was telling me like 4 months ago. It's like, yeah, I play a pot on the podcast. Get a beer, get a beer, get a whiskey. Because now I catch myself burping, then I'm like, damn, Mama Zella was right. Because the podcast, I was drinking water and I wasn't burping, but now I'm out there with the burps.
Yeah. Oh, are you trying to say something? What are you sipping on?
But I really appreciate this conversation. It's opening up a neural network.
Yeah.
Oh, don't give me a side.
She got which points us to the point of. Time to it took Matladi 7 years to learn English to be able to use big words. Like, you have to be patient. Matladi would never use that word.
Trust the word.
Yes or no. Matladi would have been like, yeah, it's giving opportunity. Yeah.
Because I think we went deep on the past things, and I appreciate the fact that okay, my thoughts are a little bit more firm. I understand that. Okay, I remember what if I did it before, I can do it again. Shout out to Aries.
I thought the same thing.
The next, and you, I think, I guess it's. The imposter syndrome as well. There's a word. Let me see if I can get it right. Catastrophize.
Ooh.
It's a concept we learned a while back.
Economy boys.
So
I think are coming to the podcast prepared now. In the car here.
I think as soon as you learn how to not do that. So can I expect to the best of my ability explain. You are in a situation. Situation A. There's a set of things that happened. Call them events. And then you think because A, B, C happened and E is going to happen because these happened and this E is the worst thing that could possibly be happen. Because of patterns that in the past, you think, oh, my one video did 1,000 views. Now all you know is me just doing 1,000 views. When you've had videos that done 100,000 views, I think now a small little thing happens and then you tend to think the world is about to end. I think if you unlearn that, you're in a better position because you are more calm during the day. You don't stress about it. Hey,
facts, yeah.
You
don't stress about it. I don't know the bangers.
You kind of, that catastrophized idea is kind of reducing everything to one instance. Yeah,
that's what we spoke about. We're circling back.
I love conversations.
But shout out to Dreads. He taught me that.
No, actually, you know what's crazy? As you mentioning it, that a conversation I've had with Dreads on so many occasions.
Yeah. No. I used to genuinely struggle with it. I'd fail a test and think I would fail the semester type of thing.
I'm
failing the semester at the first day of the a semester test on the second week of the semester, and then I assume that I'm going to fail. I won't make it. That kills all the opportunities you actually have. So I think if you kind of learn that, if you came, okay, say one bad thing happened, but there's 9 more things that can be good potentially. I think if you can practice that and learn that, you should be happier. And I think we should all start trying to do that.
You preaching. Damn, man. Then devil is not there for no reason.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I'm waiting for gray hair.
Yeah.
No, but that is so true because it happens too often. Yeah. Too often when something bad happens or something wrong.
Minute.
One thing out of 15 things you're busy with.
Yeah.
One thing goes bad. One video doesn't get the amount of traction it's meant to get or what you expected it to get. Back to expectations again.
Yeah.
Everything is going bad. My life is falling apart. Things are not working out. And it happens so often because I don't think there could possibly be a single soul that doesn't relate to that.
Then I thought about a practical example now.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend doesn't answer the phone, you think she's cheating.
Yo, don't do that, my brother. Don't do that. Hey, I hope I'm with you today. TW.
Sorry.
Actually, that is also another thing. And it works back and forward because I think I've been in fights where I didn't answer my phone or maybe I didn't reply as quickly as I usually do. Mm. And then all of a sudden, I'm being suspect. Not necessarily your job.
Something is off.
Something is off.
Because you didn't answer the phone.
Oh my God, I was saying fila. It's tricky.
And you don't want to explain that. You don't want to say, baby, I was polishing my shoes.
Bruh, because I think, actually, now I'm about to digress a little bit.
Digress.
Because sometimes, just sometimes, Flex did something. I need to figure out, because sometimes we lost.
It's a drum.
Yeah, we lost footage, so now I need to be.
Oh, is this the exclusive on the Spotify only?
Yeah, this is when they cut us. When you put
cut us in the middle.
Yeah, I know. Don't choose nice photos of you guys.
That was my problem.
That was my only problem. You could have done better.
Yeah.
What else did I say? Anyway, I was speaking on. Oh.
Hey, by the way, your ability to remember what we were speaking about is incredible. I like efficiency. So once I'm done with an idea, I want to push it on the side.
Oh, yeah.
You can circle back. Shout out.
No, this is why we're friends. We make up for each other's shortcomings.
This is why I'm an engineer and this is why you're not. I was going to say that, but it's fine.
Yeah, this is why I'm me. But anyway, that thing in relationships.
Yeah.
We can't avoid this relationship conversation.
You can't.
Well, everybody. But anyway, it's that whole expecting the worst. Mm. Why do you have to always expect the worst?
Get trauma. Yeah, nothing else.
Actually, I was speaking about it now. I'm thinking of like a specific girl I've been with. And like, if I would call her and then like maybe it takes longer to ring, I'd be like, she's back on her bullshit. Cause like some people just be doing some bullshit.
Yeah.
And then other people, it's like, you know that they're good. Then they're not answering. It's like, I'm sure she's oversleeping. Oh, my angel. Yeah. Somehow she's going to be like, she's probably with the nigga.
Would you say that's trauma?
No,
have you ever experienced something that would make you suspect?
I never treat a woman based off how the previous woman behaved. I treat her based off her actions. So for example,
that's not as easy as you make it sound.
Yeah, I was about to say, how conscious are you?
I'm very sure about that. One thing about me, I've got lots of experience and I know. I'm a lover, so I know how I am with a woman.
Yeah,
because I've seen like girls this year. Like maybe I've been. The previous episode, I said I had like 12.
talking
stages. I think I meant
situationships.
Episode of 12 girls. I've only had 3 talking stages this year.
You said you had 12 situations. A couple of dozen situations.
And I didn't confirm myself. So as well.
This thing, going back to your podcast and listening.
Yeah. I think, wait.
Oh, but I was saying something else.
Sorry, I'll keep those.
So my point is like with these girls this year, there's one girl who never gave me a reason for me to judge what she's doing. Yeah. Even though she was doing shit. But because of her behavior, she never gave me a reason to think twice. And I liked that because I was always comfortable with her certain sharp. Another girl gave me many reasons why I need to think of a certain way. Now, like, I'll probably be insecure if I ever speak to her.
Yeah.
Because of her actions. But I'll never be like, okay, cool.
Moving to the next girl.
I'll never be like, yo, behave this way. Now I'm going to treat CK like this.
Let me tell you when it gets tricky. Sorry, Lucas.
Sorry.
So it's a thing of you get in a relationship, honeymoon phase,
vibes. They answer the phone every time you call.
Fucking vibes.
Texting while you texting.
And then the lady that you see will start doing certain things that lead up to the inevitable, the breakup.
Y'all get there very quickly.
That leads to a breakup.
One mistake, breakup.
Honeymoon stay. Honeymoon.
Immediately after
breakup.
No fixing. Okay.
And I'm simplifying this whole idea. So you move on to the next relationship. You finally healed. What? You move on to the next relationship. And then you start seeing, Palisa used to do the same thing that you're doing now. And this led to the breakup. That's when it gets very tricky.
Yeah, I get you.
That's when it gets big.
How are you, dog? Like, because I know your history with that one girl. Like, obviously, I don't know if you want to speak about it, but like,
probably not.
But I'm saying like you went through like some stuff where a woman wasn't good to you.
Yeah,
how is that affecting your current relationships now? Like, do you find yourself being like a crazy partner?
No.
Like, do you find yourself like thinking about some things too much?
I'm actually more towards what you say because I had to.
I don't want to say grow to it. Unlearn.
Yeah. But it's a thing of like the same thing you're saying, people are different.
Yeah.
Because one person acted, so you try to remember, but the triggers don't stop.
I was about to ask you. I can't watch certain things anymore because of.
No. You're not the only one, my brother.
Oh, no. Me, I still jam the same albums. Still jam the same
albums. There's certain still things, there's certain the activities. Though. There's certain ways I prefer not to hold different goals. As much as I, you know what I'm saying? I'm a holder.
Yeah, I had a holder.
But the certain feelings I avoid until a certain point.
I get that.
I don't want to meet your family soon because it happened before and then I know the effects of should something bad happen, what happens?
Actually, that was what I was going to go to because you can, like you said earlier, that you don't take certain things from the previous relationship into the next relationships you're going to come into.
Yeah.
But there are certain lessons or things that you became aware of, things like realizations, that something like that, where it's like, I don't want to meet your family too soon. Yeah. And I don't, maybe when I see this, it usually implies this because you don't know better.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, let's say for example, you know, you can disregard somebody being away or not being as interactive for a day. For a day, it's like everybody's reasonable. Well, I assume you'll be like, oh, I'll be busy. Yeah. Whatever.
As life
let is. Me also be busy. Let me watch a movie. Let me keep myself entertained. I'm not going to wild out. Mm-hmm. 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. 3 days.
You pushing it.
You're throwing a fit.
Yeah.
Because why? Maybe you had an experience in the past
where day three was a problem.
Where not even day two was a problem. But you know better. You know that if I let this slide and I become complacent and say, oh no, this is normal, I'm not gonna overreact, because if I overreact I'm look like a bad brew and I look all jealous and whatever. But in the truth is, once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah.
What lessons did you learn if you're not taking them to the new relationship?
Yeah.
I'm not saying hang on to things, but learn lessons.
Selectively.
Like sometimes be rational and say, this is something that I shouldn't let by, or maybe this, you know, sometimes have you ever been in a relationship, for example, where you felt like you didn't say enough about yourself. You didn't express what you want and don't want.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah. Oh no, I ask questions because I speak. Now, because we can relate to me.
I have the same answer.
Yeah. But where you feel like you didn't express, because I had a problem, I had a challenge with that in the past, where I don't, because I, you know, this people pleaser thing where I'm so
killing the youth.
It's killing the youth because I'm so focused on catering to you, like making sure you're fine. I don't want to ever make you feel uncomfortable. I don't want to ever make you feel like your opinion is not heard, that I want to be considerate of your emotions. I'm not going to dismiss how you feel. But while I'm doing that, what I didn't realize in the past is that I was blocking out I need to have an opinion on something. If you bring up something and say, Lucas, I don't like it when you don't text me all the time, I can say, I get where you're coming from. However, I'm not the type of person that's always on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my truth. I'm not dismissing or belittling how you feel.
Yeah.
Feel that. But understand that I'm my own person.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize in the past is that I could express that without it doesn't me expressing that doesn't necessarily mean I diminish your stance on that.
Yeah.
as compared to now. Now somebody tells me, I like somebody who's always going to be texting me, or maybe somebody who's always going to be calling me, all that stuff. I can be like, I get that. I'm not the one for you. I don't do that. I'm busy. When I'm in a space, I'm present. I'm not on my phone. Yeah. Sometimes I'm tired. I don't want to speak, but I'll send you a text and explain that much.
I think with that thing, just make sure, like, to everyone listening, like with that, if you behave like Lucas,
start me.
No, if you behave like Lucas, I'm the same. Just don't give anybody expectations before. So like, don't text them for 2 weeks consistently. Then from there, change and be like, oh, well, now I'm busy. My brother, for the past 2 weeks, you were fine.
Oh, no, Mara. Also, that's another thing.
Honeymoon phase.
That's also, yeah, honeymoon phase. Like, one thing I always want to reiterate in life, people change their minds and it's okay.
Yeah, communicate the changes.
It's always communication. People change their minds and it's okay. It's okay as long as they can explain it in such a way that makes sense. Okay, actually, no, let me not say makes sense, because people's
sense is how you decode it.
Sense is how you decode it. It's not how I said it. But at least try to explain where you're coming from.
To the best of your
abilities. To the best of your abilities, explain where you're coming from. Because, Joao, well, there's no way that you are in it.
Hey, the phone hits my eyes when I'm looking at it. I can't text me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. You know what?
What are you doing? But it's just say things change.
Yeah, that's
things
okay.
change, people change, situations change.
Things change too.
Let it happen. But the least you can do and say, hey Joe, I understand I didn't text you as I usually do. I realize that I need to put in more time in this, and I can't, meaning that now I can't speak to you as much as I did. So I can't text. I will call you at this time or whatever, or I'll call you when I get the chance.
Damn, nigga, you have quit this year. You have managed.
Oh no, I do.
I say I can't talk right now.
I got dragged for them in the previous podcast. They dragged me. And the commission, they're like, hey guys,
actually, though, can I like, touch hey, on
Tata's in his bad boy era. Yo,
Are you comfortable to talk about what's been happening in your space lately?
What's been happening in my space? No, nigga, I'm not comfortable.
What's happening in the space?
Like in the sense of, because there's a show dropping.
Yeah. Defining Breakups.
Yeah.
And oh shit, that shit is lit. Yeah. That's marketing. What is that?
Yeah, nah, let's not talk about that.
Okay, you don't want to get into that. Yeah. But are you fine? Are you
grand? I'm grand. I just didn't like the fact
Why is that a thing? I don't understand. Hey?
No shame. So
I don't understand.
What did you guys do?
We'll end off with this. This will be the last thing we speak about in the podcast. So Dennis is like, bro, we're doing Defining Breakups. We're bringing... So...
I can talk to broke boys.
He had a concept to defining breakup. So he brings people that want defining love, and then they basically come and define they break up because they broke up.
Okay.
But this podcast is coming out next week, so I want to say too much. I want to spoil.
Yeah.
But basically,
is it worth the watch? Would we understand if you?
But
is this thing being recorded already?
Yeah, everything's been recorded.
It's been recorded. You told me 2 weeks ago.
So I actually told Dennis and I told Norma, I don't like what they're doing. Like, the intention of this thing is for it to be very wholesome. Very
How's the breakup
healing,
wholesome? That?
Healing, help people see breakups are okay. Show that people move on. But the promo is so spicy, bro. Like, they went Spice Girls.
It is very spicy.
Six Gun.
And when they did the promo for the first couple of hours, it was just me as the face. Like, they dropped a picture of me and like, who am I with? Yeah. And they dropped like a...
But that's, I guess that's the nature
A trailer of me saying... The lights are so much. Yo, I'm gonna cry. Now people are like, "Yo, he cried."
No, I didn't cry.
The lights were actually
too much.
The lights were too much, and my eyes were teary.
That's why I couldn't look that side.
Yeah,
yeah. I can actually see it now in your eyes.
You see, you get me.
Yeah.
So my eyes do get teary. So now people are like, "Oh, Tato." People are going in. No, like, so Tato's defined by his breakup. That's what he speaks about. Yo, Tato's been riding this wave. Then I'm like, "No, guys, I don't want to shoot this thing." I almost wasn't even told what I'm shooting. I was like, I'm gonna shoot freely, but I was like, nah, let me ask.
Yeah. But you happy with the recording, with the push? You know
what I said, of course.
Yeah, you're fine on your part.
Yeah. And also, Mo also has an episode as well, which is also cool.
With defining.
So I'm with someone else, Mo's with someone else, and you guys get to see Mo's perspective too.
Yeah.
So that's also really cool.
No, but as long as we're not sharp and you're okay with everything and nothing that's happening on the space, on social media in general, is affecting you. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, Rabato.
Yeah, that's the thing.
When people talk about you in specific light and people engage with you with your
mad.
Name.
I was mad yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was upset because it's like, bro, we're boys. Now why is promo like, this promo is just putting me in the doghouse, bro. It's making me look really bad. And it's like, you can say that wasn't your intention, but it's like, you didn't think about me when you were doing the promo. You were thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Even, like, even the people like that are part of the team are tweeting cuck. And I'm like, bro, I'm sending them messages like, bro, why are you guys like... What's happening? You guys are adding fuel to the fire. You're the producer of the show. It's Norma. She tweeted like,
someone's like, why is tattoo in it? And she's like, no.
Why is tattoo what?
Why is tattoo in it? And okay. She was like, no, he posted a statement that they broke up, so he must come speak. So for me, it's like, bro, as someone a part of the show, you're meant to be wholesome. You're meant to be pushing wholesome vibes. So maybe the show's not about being wholesome. Maybe they just
said do you not know about what the show is, though?
No, I get it. Don't forget there's editing. There's a lot of manipulation. Things can happen.
But you had a. You know what you said.
I know what I said, yeah.
And you're happy with everything I'm that very you happy said. With that okay. Said. Then that's cool.
Yeah. I'm just that episode is not focused on me. It's focused on the other person. The other person is not okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just happy you know.
Who's the other? You can tell.
I'll tell you after the podcast. Thank you for listening, guys.
Anyway, this was beautiful. I enjoyed the conversation we had. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for listening. And I feel like I keep saying, you guys.
No,
you're actually showing me I'm supposed to be looking. That's crazy. But
I'm looking to the damn camera.
Which camera?
Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Oh, my bad.
Just look into the camera.
I only realized. But like, what I wanted to say, thank you guys for watching and listening. If you're on Spotify or Apple Music, it's been beautiful. And we want to have more of these conversations. And in order to do that, we need your full opinion. Honest and open, and I actually doesn't matter how you feel.
Shout out
so long as there's courtesy.
So the one lady that told us about speaking on top of each other, I think because of that I started taking note, especially in this episode. I don't have to scream. So feedback is appreciated. It's a wonderful thing. It makes us be better.
Yeah, it goes back to what we're talking about feedback and taking lessons and using them to make yourself better moving forward.
Even if but you think I can't speak English and you think I need to read a dictionary, tell me that.
The other day they were fixing the word that I always mess up.
Which word is this one?
Genuinity. That doesn't exist. It's actually genuineness. It's crazy.
Genuinity.
Yeah, I messed
up. So when you type it out, your autocorrect doesn't stop you.
No, I'm not.
You want to give us five stars? Please give us five stars. I want to have shout outs. I want to give a shout out.
When you guys close the podcast.
Okay, but anyway, I hope that this podcast is bringing value to people that are listening to it, people that are watching it, and we enjoy the feedback. So do not hesitate. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah.
And give us comments.
I just want to give a shout out.
Let me close it up.
Shout out to all my boys. Shout out to all my family. Shout out to life. Shout out to things. Shout out to you, Flex.
Mama, for listening. Thank you.
Shout out to you, mom. And I want to give a shout out to Drake and 21 Savage because that shit is incredible.
21.
You lost something for me. And then I also want to give a shout out to Focalistic because Tabela happened.
Mama, hey, peace out.
Shout out. Real.
This is Tato. This is Matlari. This is Prime Time.
Which camera are we working on? We have multiple ones.